Were there any hard times that you went in your life?
Very many.
Maybe not the more personal ones, but are there any that you're willing to share maybe?
Yeah, not the personal ones, but the willing to share. We went through a war in 1990. I witnessed the collapse of the Soviet Union. It was a big thing. I witnessed the economy going from, Soviet or... What's the economy was before? Anyway, going through towards privatization, and actually as a lawyer, I helped my companies to go private. What else? The war was probably the worst experience. And when we didn't have... 1990 towards 93... those years we had a shortage of power. We had to stand in line for bread, like simple bread. There was a blockage of the country basically from different borders, and we couldn't get products into the country. Luckily, that year when it was the worst, we had one, let's say, like 100 kilo of flour. So first we had the wheat, and we grinded, and we had the flour. So we were making bread at home, and we didn't have to stand in line and get the bread of the worst quality you can imagine. And there were even like specific coupons that how much you can buy. And it was very cold. We got a heater and we were burning basically wood. That's the years when people just cut all the trees in the city. And after that, it was very difficult to make it green again, the city. And this is, we lived in the capital, so it wasn't the worst. The worst was at the borders, and actually it still continues until now that people live in severe poverty at the border. And plus there was a very, very bad thing that happened in 1988 when the earthquake strike in the region of Armenia, Spitak. And it's hard to say the numbers because different sources say different number, but for sure there were like hundreds of thousands people who died. And of course, many more wounded. A lot of people stayed, kids stayed orphans. We know specific families. And that problem, again, continues until today, 30 years later. We have this problem that people still don't have their house and they live in severe poverty in that region.
So it was much like Great Depression 2.0. Yes.
But then, you know, so many years passed and you think it's a developed country during the Soviet Union. It's not like we were hungry. Yeah, we were limited. It wasn't like supermarkets, but we weren't hungry. We had food and everything was fine. But then after that, you have power. You have the government gives you an apartment. You live in it. You go to school and it's free. There is no private schools. I got my education, my law degree for free. Basically, my education was free. But afterwards, after the Soviet Union collapsed, there were so many problems. And this is what I'm talking about. There was a war and things that you can never imagine. That's why I guess we people of our generation from maybe Soviet Union or from, I don't know, from Armenia, we have this fear inside maybe a little bit that, you know, nothing is forever and you don't have guarantee in what will happen tomorrow.